Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Now Network. Women speak now and be heard. We are excited to be back moving forward in 2023 with another season of Women Speak Now and Be Heard. And fortunately for us, we are still being hosted by the dynamic woman of God, Prophetess Lisa Harris. Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
Amen. Bless you, Pastor E. It's such a blessing to hear your voice. It's been a minute, so we praise God just for one more opportunity. Amen. I'm just excited tonight to see what all the Father has in store for us on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we just wanted to greet you and say welcome back to this new season. We're excited to where the places God is about to take us through his word, and we're always excited to support you. We want all of our listeners to also share this, tag somebody, tell somebody that there's a dynamic word going on right now. All they have to do is dial 319-527-6173, and it's going down. Woman of God, I want to pray with you. We are going to be a little bit more active in our intros with you guys this season. We're looking for a lot more shows to come back. It's time for the Now Network to blossom again, as it always has. But with you guys being our foundation, we just want to just honor you guys and just thank you for holding us in, that we continue to do what we've been called to do. So Heavenly Father God, have your way as we release, as we submit, and as we honor you. We, Lord, say, have your will through the prophetess, through her mind, through her words, and through her deliverance to us, that we hear you clearly. Have your way tonight, Lord. Give us a word that is changing. Give us a word that is rearranging. And, Lord, please transform us through the Spirit, that we can walk the walk, talk the talk, and do what you called us to do. We honor the woman of God by submission right now, that you honor her voice, her sound through you, that we hear you clearly again. In Jesus' name we pray, have your way. Move like you always do, in order with God. Let the church say amen. God bless you. We'll talk to you at the end of the show.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're just excited tonight, amen, to be honored to be back on the Women Speak Now, the Women's Night Network, amen. We have not been on since last year. Every time we come down to the house of God, sharing the word of God, we should always be excited. We should always be ready as all week long. As I had prepared myself, as God spoken to me, maybe a week ago about this word, I always seek God at first and ask God, what would you have me to give unto your people? I just don't come in on Lisa. It's not about me. It's about God. So I'm going to pray, and we're going to jump right into this word. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do come before your presence tonight. We do tell the Lord we thank you for another opportunity that you allow us to come together in your name. We come for no other reason to shabak you, to praise you, to magnify, and to glorify your name on tonight, God. Open up your people's ears, spare the ear, that they might be able to download whatever God has to speak through me. I'm just a lip for clay, just a woman of God that's been set aside a time this day. And God, you get the glory on tonight. And you get all the honor, you get all the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen, 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 praise the Lord. As I was seeking God on the word on tonight, amen, and like I said, I was asking the Father, you know, a couple of weeks ago, okay, God, what would you have me to speak unto your people? And as I was listening to him to give me what to say, amen, when I ask the Father for something, I always wait on him to speak to me. Amen. Come on. The Bible said, who that have an ear to hear? Well, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you and me. We are the church. Amen. We are the body of Christ. Amen. So as I was seeking the Father, you know, waiting and doing my fasting and praying and consecrating myself before the Father say, ask the people tonight. Hallelujah. Ask them tonight. Ask them a question on tonight. The Father said, what have you been doing to prepare yourself for the return of Jesus Christ? Again, what have you been doing? It's personal. Amen. What have Lisa been doing? What have Pastor E, Pastor Terry, who are on that tonight, the Father said tonight, what have you been doing to prepare yourself for the return of Jesus Christ? Amen. And number one, come on, let's be real. We are not ready to meet God until some changes, amen, have taken place in your life, in my, every day. We should be doing a self-examination every day. The Bible says repent daily. Sometimes we have to repent more than one time, amen. We should be preparing ourselves to meet Jesus. There's no such time if I'm not ready. Because he said, no man of the day or the hour that I shall appeal. Come on, somebody. He said, he coming in the twinkle of the night. Come on. So what the Father is saying, this is a time now that we better start preparing, start getting preparation. Because Jesus is soon to come. What do you think all these things will happen on the earth when? Why do you think Jesus will keep alive all these tornadoes to come? Come on, somebody. Why do you think COVID came out of nowhere? Because Jesus said, I'm trying to prepare my people. I'm trying to get my people ready that I am soon to come. Come on, somebody. This is the time now that we got to get our house in order. What is the house? We come at our ourselves. We're not talking about going to no building. We're not going to no church. God said, what he said, judgment must begin in the house of God first. Now, we might say, why? Because that's why everything is taking place. Come on, somebody. You should not be allowed everything to be going on in the house of God. He said, they have made my house of God out of thieves and robbers. Woo! My God, hallelujah. That's what the Father said tonight. What have you been doing? Preparing yourself. Come on. God has blessed you and me to make it in 2023. Come on, somebody. We got some loved ones. We got some family, some friends that we know did not make it. But God has gave you and me grace tonight that we can make it in 2023. So what the Father said? Okay, what are you going to do now? 22 is gone. Come on, somebody. That's why it's not, don't make no vows unto God if you're not going to keep it. Don't make no covenant unto God if you're not going to keep it. Come on, somebody. That's why we got to be careful when we make these vows unto God. He said, don't make no vows unto me if you know you're not in a proper place, you're not in position. Come on, somebody. If you are not ready to keep the vows, the covenant, we all don't broke covenants with God. But the Lord said in 2023, this is but a time now that we got to get our mindset should have been already renewed. Our mindset should have been already changed. Our heart should have been already changed. Come on, somebody. We got to stop saying, oh, you got time. Jesus said, no man, look a day or the hour that I shall appeal. Woo! So every day we should be preparing ourselves. What if Jesus was to come tonight? What if Jesus would have came this morning and he would have found you and me out of place, out of position, doing things we should not be doing? In the book of James said, don't be a busybody, don't be a talebearer, don't be in everybody else's business. It's ever been a time now. It's time that we must do a self examination. Come on, somebody. Until some preparation has been made, before Jesus went away, he said, Jesus said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. Ooh, hallelujah. So Jesus said, when he went to the cross, he said, it was finished. Jesus said, I must go away. So I can prepare a place for you. And what I am, you can be also. But it is, has obviously prepared for you and me. But we must prepare for heaven. How do we prepare to meet Jesus? Live in the right of his presence. First comment, we must have a discernment. God, I discern my own self. I know I have not been praying. I have been fasting. I have been reading my word. I have not seen this. Jesus said, go to the hedges and the highway, compel them to come. When Jesus returns back on this earth, he's not going to ask you and me, oh, you preach a good sermon, oh, you prophesy. Jesus said, hallelujah. He said, when they were hungry, did you feed them? Come on, somebody. When they was in prison, did you go visit them? Did you close the poor? Did you support the needy? See, when Jesus returned back, he ain't gonna talk about all these prophecies. Come on. He said, prophecy shall be seized away, but my word shall remain in him. So we should be prepared, 21:3. Oh, Lord, got you. I started it already. God, this is what you told me to do. I've been making a phone call, and I can't get through the line because God said that's an urgency, Lisa, that you got to be about your father business. He said, see, you're not afraid to go where the people there. You're not afraid to go to the nursing home. You're not afraid to go to the highway and tell men and women, boys and girls, the depth of sin. He said, tell them. But you got to tell them the Bible said love and kindness have outgrown thee. So you can't go nobody. You can't preach the word of God if you're not walking in love. You must walk in humility. Come on. Because we all are sinners saved by grace. Can we be real tonight? Come on. We have not arrived in that place yet that we cannot forget what the Father has bought you and me for. We all, it's a work in progress. Amen. Amen. It's a live in the right righteousness in the right place, in the right position. Come on, somebody. He says, because Jesus is soon to come. Tonight, the Lord say, it's time now. Where are you at right now? What's your mind at? What's your heart at? Where your spirit at? Where your soul at tonight? Come on. Are you prepared every day to meet Jesus? See, when he comes, when Jesus returns, he ain't going to put up no warning. He's going to come. He's just going to come. You know what? Because we got all every day, 7 days a week, 7 nights, 7 mornings, evening. We got all 7 days every week to be preparing ourselves to meet Jesus. He said he's coming back with our church, with our spraying, and the church will go blaming. He's coming back, return back in the house of God. He said when he returned back, he said judgment will begin in the house of God. So I don't know about you all. I would be tonight working on the house of God. Anybody connecting with me? With me, I would make sure they are right. Said, baby, if you're going to walk with me, you got to be living right. Come on. Got to be living right. Got to be doing right. And number one, I believe every leader in a position, you must be a tithe payer. You must be sold. You got to be an offering. You got to sow your seed. How can you serve God when you don't give God his first fruit? That's why it's important. We got to prepare ourselves to meet Jesus. He said, I'm soon to come. No man knows the day or the hour that I shall appear. Do not lose hope. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Don't lose belief. Whatever God told you he's going to do, God's going to do it. He's not a man that he shall lie, neither the son that he shall repent. If God said it, you can settle it. Amen, amen. And here we go, number five says, we must learn how to encourage one another. Now, I believe the word of the Lord says, whatever I may happen for you, for me, something else would happen for you. See, we got to learn how to encourage one another. Everybody is not what everybody's at. Can I get a witness? Amen. So the one that's into a new place, new position, we have to encourage someone's brother. God said it's time to come on up. They might not know how to come up, but do we have enough? Do we walk in front of humility? Do we have enough patience? Do we have enough endurance so we can help our sister and brother get what they need to get in? How we encourage them every day? Sister, know God is soon to return. I ain't trying to get us in your business. I ain't trying to get us in your hell. But the Lord says every day we should be preparing to meet Jesus. When he comes by, we want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We don't want God to say, I don't know you. Who are you? You did all this work in vain. But when we stand before God, he's going to judge every man according to his work. So tonight, the Lord said, ask my people, are they preparing themselves? Alisa, are you preparing yourself to meet Jesus? I don't know about you all, but these days now, I reference God. I'm very careful what I say. I'm careful who I connect with. I'm careful who I let pray with me. And the Bible said we got to be very careful. You can only encourage people if they want to be encouraged. Come on, somebody. Tell people we can't encourage. Because they take when we say the wrong way, oh, you think you better than me. Oh, because you got a little zeal. You got this. No, baby, I'm going to encourage you. The word of God say encourage you. I'm trying to get you prepared because Jesus is soon to come. So my job is to encourage you. Let me take you from the word of the Lord say. He said, no man, no bear out that I shall appear. God is not going to send no warning to you and me. You know what? Every day, we should be praying ourselves and praying for one another. We should live as today was the last day. Woo! Hallelujah. One day with God is a thousand days. He said, live as today was the last day. What if tonight was the night that Jesus called all our names and said, come forward, stand before me. Come on. Again, we stand before God that with pure heart, with a pure mind, with a pure spirit, with a pure soul. Come on, somebody. Come on. Can we stand before God and God can say, well done. Well done. Well done. My son, well done, my daughter. Can God say that about you and me tonight? Think about that. And then he said, keep on doing the work that Jesus left for you and me to do. He's on doing the work. What is the work? Ministry. People say, God, we got to come out these four walls. We got to come out. You understand? COVID is still going on. But I believe if we do the work of God, God will protect you and me for COVID. Because if we give God, you said, for me to do the work. Now, Jesus said, when night comes, no man can work. Work when it's daytime. Now, we cannot be afraid to go out in the highway. Come on, check this out. We go to work every day. Come on. We don't know who around us has been affected with COVID. They ain't going to tell us they got COVID. So why can't we go into the street? The hedges of the highway compel men and women, boys and girls. The wonders of sin is death. For the gift of God is eternal life. That's all you got to say right there. You got to tell us, put the beer bottle down. Put the pipe down. Guess what? The spirit of God upon you and me. The anointing of God upon our lives. When they see us coming, guess what? Going to have a conviction. It's going to hit them because the anointing, the oil is upon you and me, and we ain't going to say a word. Come on. When we walk into a place, we should be able to shift the atmosphere. Come on, somebody. It might be something that's dead and missing, but when you walk into the room with your worship, with your praise, with your hallelujah, you're going to be to shift the whole service because guess what? The Father said, I have anointed you to preach to God. We should be preparing ourselves when it's time to go to the house of God. Lord, I'm going in with everything I got. When we go to the house of God, we should empty ourselves out. That's why it's so important. Don't go to the house of God when you fall. Because you ain't going to be able to get in God's presence like you're supposed to because you don't eat all that food. Come on, somebody. That's why now, when I go to the house of God, I eat very light. Because I want to give God everything I got. I want to give him all my praise, all my worship, all my hallelujah. Tonight, the Father said, are you preparing yourself to meet God? And then he said, pray if you want to know what God began by asking him. Listen, when we ask God, we ask Jesus, we ask the Lord for questions. Are we going to listen? Are we going to stay into that place, in that place that we can wait into the Father's feet back to you and me. Can we be real? We ain't going to be paranoid. Shut up, us don't wait. When we get you praying, telling God all this, that. We don't listen to him feed back to us. We don't wait on God to give us instruction. We don't, we don't. We got to be real. Because when we say, I don't pray. I don't tell God. But what about, did you give God enough time to speak back to you and me? When I go in my prayer room, I lay before the Lord in prayer. I go in with a thank you, Jesus. Begin just to repent. Just to take any thought might have came to my mind. I might have just, you know, whatever. I want to repent because I want my prayers to go up to be more before God. I don't want to be hindered. Come on, somebody. So when he said, we need to listen. We don't listen to the voice of God. When we get through prayer, we jump up. Come on, somebody. But how many going to learn how to wait? Woo, hallelujah. In the presence of the Most High God. That song say, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. So if we prepare ourselves to meet Jesus, Jesus is soon to come. We got to prepare ourselves. We got to get our mind right. Get our heart. Get our spirit. Get our soul. Get this flesh out of subjection. Kill the flesh. You got to tell the flesh you got to die. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. People say it's hard to live for God when you're single. If you keep your mind occupied on God, God will occupy that space. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why we single people for God, we need to start ourselves busy. I don't care if we got to go to the nursing home. We got to go to the park. You got to find yourself busy because that mind. It calls you to do some stuff you don't want to do. You find it in some places, in some positions, and you find that you don't even know how you got there. You know what? Because you allow your mind to linger on too long. The Bible said, cast down every imagination. Pour down every stronghold with what? The power of prayer. Tonight, are we preparing ourselves to meet Jesus? As we are on this line tonight, we need to do a self-examination. And ask ourselves, we got to ask God, ask ourselves tonight, Lord, if I'm in the right place. Lord, if I'm in the right position. Lord, if I'm in the right lane. If I'm in the right lane, Father, because I don't want to be out of place. I want that position. I don't want to be out of lane. I don't need to be in nobody else's lane. I need to be in my own lane. Come on, somebody. Because guess what? You can't drive in three or four lanes. Either you're gonna go to the left, you're going to stay in the middle, or you're going to go to the right. You can't take up all three lanes by yourself because somebody's going to have a car wreck. Tonight, we need to ask the Father if I'm in the right place. Excuse me. In the kingdom. If I'm in the right position, I'm in the right lane. Sometimes we allow our mind to go places it shouldn't be going. You know what? The Bible said those who keep their mind stayed up on Jesus. God said that he will keep you and me in a perfect peace. So don't tell me you can't have no peace of mind. Yes, you can. That was the word of God say. Those who keep their mind stayed up on Jesus, I will do this for you. But you got to keep your mind set on Jesus. Anytime you got a thought come to your mind, the Bible says immediately, cast that thought down. Kill it. Kill it. If you don't kill it, it's going to kill you. Tonight, we got to prepare ourselves to meet you. Come on, somebody. So we all, maybe 2023, we did some things, said some things. Come on. But God said tonight is the night that you can get it right. Tonight is another chance that we can make things right with God. Tonight, we can make right standards with God. Tonight, the Father said, where are you at right now? Where are your standards with me at right now? Are you doing what I convinced you to do? Jesus said, go to the hedges and the highway and compel them to come. Come on, somebody. We got to be real. We're not going to the hedges and highway. No, we're not. We ain't doing it. Got to be real. Come on. I don't know about you all. I really be on the street corner preaching the gospel. But guess what? Them sinners, they're going to listen to you and me. You know what they're going to say? I thank you. I needed this. And we got some peoples right now, peoples of God, waiting on you and me tonight to go where they at. And they waiting. They waiting on us. They dying. They don't want to live like this. They won't change them. But people don't have the patience. They don't have the endurance no more. I ain't got time. But what if Jesus would have not had patience with you and me? What if he would have gave up on you and me? Think about that tonight. When we say we ain't got time. Oh, no. Listen, I told God, Lord, give me the endurance. I ain't going to say patience. Come on, let's be real. Some people say that you cannot have the patience and just have. You better ask God, give me the endurance, because we got to be real. Don't say patience. You say patience, God's going to test you. You might want to get ready, baby, because you're going to be tested. Amen. I'm almost on my rim. I'll read the word. God began to ask him, listen, sometimes we think we know what God wants for us. Uh-oh. Sometimes we think we know what God wants for you and me. Do we really know for real? When God speaks to you, it means we need to get the instructions, okay? Come on, somebody. When God gives us what we need to do, we got to wait on the instructions. Then we got to ask the Father, God, when is the time for me to do this? See what happened with us, we get a quick prophecy. And we run with the prophecy. We don't wait. We don't wait. Oh, this is what the apostle said. The official said. But did you go back and see God and say, God, I hear what the apostle said. Hear what the woman and man of God said. But I got to go right. God, I heard them. But then, God, I have to wait on you. God, when? When do you want me to move? When do you want me to do this? Come on, somebody. You got to be careful. Somebody give us a word. Don't mean run and do it. Come on. Some of us has missed God because we moved too quick, we moved too slow, we did not get the instructions out here, the whole matter. Amen, hallelujah. It's a knowing what God wants for us, but God's knowledge is not always on the watch. Says we need to watch and be ready, store, and improve. Let's get to the word, y'all. I'm almost done. We're going to St. Mark. Let me check my time. Okay. We're going to St. Mark 13 and verse 24. This is what Jesus is speaking, talking about the great tribulation. He's talking about the feast and the Passover. Amen. St. Mark 13, chapter and 24 verse. But in those days, after that the tribulation, the sun shall be darkness, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars shall be fall, and the power that are in heaven shall be shaken. This is what Jesus is saying. Amen. That's a shaking that's going to take place. Amen. Verse 26. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming. Uh-oh. Jesus, the Son of Man, is coming in the cloud with great power and glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 27 says, and then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the utmost part of the earth to the utmost part of the heaven. Now he said he's going to send the angels. Come on, we all have personal angels that we have assigned. We have to release them. Dispatch them to go and work on our behalf. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 28. Now learn a proverb in the fig tree where her branch is yet tender and put forth leaves. Ye know that the summer is near. Amen. We know right now we in the winter. Amen. This is January, right? So ye light manner when you shall see these things come to pass. Uh-oh. Know that it is not even at the door, near. Remember I said earlier about the tornadoes and the Romans and the COVID. Verse 29 says, know that it is not even at the door. Woo! Hallelujah. So Jesus said, it's near. I'm near now. Verse 30 says, verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Verse 31, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Woo! People, for God tonight, you better have the word in your mouth. You better have a word. I just read right here and what he said, and he just said again, verse 31, heaven and earth, he said, shall pass away, but my words, it's on it, more than one word shall not pass away. Come on, verse 32. But of that day, that the hour, no man, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Verse 33. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not the time. Remember I said it earlier, when God say, no man of the devil time that he shall appeal. But Jesus said, I'm getting ready to return by. So tonight, he said in verse 33, he said, take ye heed. That means listen, hearken, pay attention. When God says, pay heed, that's a warning. That's a warning that the Father, Jesus tonight is speaking. Tell my people, take ye heed, watch and pray. We should be watching and pray. That's why it's good to have two people when we going out. Somebody need to be watching. Somebody need to be praying. Both people need to have their eyes closed. Come on, your eyes closed. Somebody come in and give me the rub, you and me. Who gonna see the feet? Pray and watch. Somebody pray. Somebody watching. Come on, y'all. Tonight, for now on out, when you go in and pray with two or three people, everybody don't close your eyes. Somebody need to have your eyes open. Amen. 34, my last verse. For the Son of Man, if a man taketh a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servant and to every man his work and command the porter to watch. 35. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house coming, TH, may continue. At even or at the midnight, nor is the cock crow or in the morning. Least coming sudden, he find you sleep. Uh-oh. Jesus said, least, I'm coming. Sudden, that means baby just gonna have you. Boom, just like that. He find you sleep. The last verse. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Now, what is Jesus what to come? And he told the people 12, 12, 12, and pray. But we tell Jesus asleep. Now, I just read about that in verse 36, say, leave time is sudden, and he finds you sleep. In case, that's why tonight, people say, God, we got to prepare ourselves. We got to get our heart. We got to get our mind. We got to get our spirit. We got to get our soul right. Because Jesus, he said, I'm soon to come. Tonight, tell my people to prepare themselves. I'm soon to come. He said, I'm coming sudden. Sudden. I mean, just wait. It's going to happen. Boom. Now, we know when we got tornadoes and warnings come. We hear it on the weather alert. On our phone, they do alert them. But Jesus said, I'm condescending. He said, no man nor bear out that I shall appeal. He said, why should I tell you I'm coming? Because if I tell you, you're going to have to do everything you're supposed to be doing from the start. So that's why he said, I'm not going to tell you I'm coming. I'm condescending. I'm going to knock on your door. Hallelujah. When you knock on your door, are we going to be sweet? Are we going to be praying? Father, speaking, oh, Jesus, I know you was coming tonight, Jesus. I sense it in the spirit. You were coming, Jesus. When he comes to your house or my house, can he say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? You've been saved over a few. Now, come on up. Come on up. Tonight, people of God, don't be asleep. Like me, I love to sleep, y'all. I promise I do. I love to sleep. But guess what? What you say, get up 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5, 6 a.m., guess what? I'm up. He's going to tell me 3 or 4 times. I'm off. Okay, Jesus, I'm up. This hard time, he said, go in the bathroom, wash your face. Brush your teeth. Not of all, because Jesus said, I need you to pray, intercede for the body of Christ. You're not praying for you. You're praying for the leaders. That's what you need. That we got to cover the fivefold ministry. We got to cover the body of Christ. That's when I always pray. I call out all five, the ministry. It says the effectiveness for the body of Christ. I'm praying for the leaders. I'm interceding. I'm standing the gap for them. I'm covering them. So I'm closing. It's my end of this lesson tonight. Where are you at right now? Are you preparing to meet Jesus? Are you asleep? What are you doing? Every day we should be preparing to meet Jesus. In my closing, I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to propose a question. Can you cover your sister? Can you cover your brother until they recover? You can't cover nobody if you're not in the right place, in the right position, or if you're not in the right standing with God. If your mind is messed up, somebody need to be covered until you recover. We got to learn how to cover people. Don't tell me you're praying for me and I don't sense the prayer. If you pray for me, I'm going to pick up in the realm of the spirit. You praying for me. Come on. That's what tonight Jesus said, tell my people, prepare yourself. I'm soon to come. I'm coming. I'm telling you, he said he's coming, certain. It's just going to happen. He's not going to send no warning. He said, I'm going to let you know tonight, prepare yourself. Jesus said, I'm soon to come. We don't have time to play church. Some of people forgot. Playtime is over. Come on. It's time for the real people to rise up. Cry loud and spell not. Where are you tonight? Where are your place? Where are you standing at tonight? Are you in your right place? Are you in your right position? Are you in your right lane? Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! I just want to be like Jesus. That's all I want to be like Jesus. Come on. I want to be like no woman, no man on this earth. Let me be like Jesus. More compassion. More humility, more love, more endure. We must have the fruits of the Spirit. You cannot be a leader if you don't walk, you're not living, if you don't have the fruits of the Spirit on your life, you are not ready for ministry. Because, baby, you got to endure. That's a good soldier. Hardship. Come on. Criticism. Talk about it. Put down. Call you false, you fake, you witch, you warlock. I don't get no change in me. But you know what? I know who I am in the kingdom of God. I have access. I know what he chose for me to be. That's why I'm safe to myself. Come on. I refuse to allow the enemy to rob my peace. Guard your heart. Guard your anointing. Guard your spirit on tonight. Again, where are you? Where are you at tonight? Where are you at in the kingdom of God? Are you in your right place? Are you in the right position? Are you in prosperity before God? Can God say, well done, that good and faithful servant? Come on. What can God say about you tonight in 2023? It's time to rise. Get into that place. Get into it. Stay there. Don't allow nothing to move out of your place. In Jesus' name, amen. Papa E. Hamilton, it's in your hand, man of God. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. It's in your hand, Papa E. I'm Minister Terry. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Awesome word. Are you ready for the coming? Oh, he's coming. He's coming. It's not a question if he's coming, and it's mostly important. I love when, you know, there's been questions when you study the word of God that Jesus was even saying, you don't know the hour or the day. If people ask questions, well, did Jesus know? Yeah, he knew. But why would he tell us?
Yeah.
Because in God's time, yeah. He said he's not slack to his promises. He's wanting and giving us an opportunity for everybody to repent. So yes. Messages like yes. This continue to inspire us and push us and call us out to get a little more ready than we thought we were.
Yes.
So amen yes. To that word. Pastor Terry, I see you in the queue already. Come on in. Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Sister. Praise the Lord. Good evening, beautiful family.
Hey.
And mighty, mighty woman of God, my beautiful sister. This is an awesome word you have shared with us, being ready. You know, they say when we stay ready, we don't have to be ready because we are already
Amen.
Ready. So are we prepared for his coming again? You know, Prophet Lisa, I was just over here saying, thanking God. You know, we got to thank him for crossing us over to a new year, a new season. The thing is, we have to make sure we're new as he has crossed us over into new.
Yes.
So praise be to God. God bless you. I wrote them scriptures down because I like to go back to the archives and listen to it again, because sometimes you listen once, you get something, then you listen again, you get a new revelation. So praise God for you, because I heard what you said. It's a constant process of self-examining ourselves. And, you know, as you were speaking, I was saying any relationship, it takes time. We can't rush in our relationship with God. He should be our first relationship as we get up. So praise be to God for you, my sister. Love you and appreciate you so much. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. To God be the glory.
And
the lines are open. Oh, yeah. Oh, bless you, Pastor Terry. Always. You already know. We talk two or three times a day. Anybody else, the lines are open. Anyone else maybe need prayer, want to give a comment, just want to give a shout out to our hostess tonight, Prophetess Lisa, dial one. The lines are open. We have been blessed tonight. I know I've been blessed tonight. I know many others have been blessed tonight. And it's not that we don't have listeners. We are, our board is full. And I know the word has went forward. Come on, dial one if you got something to say. If not, we're going to ask the prophetess to pray us out of here, anoint us out of here, and give us what we need for the next level. Amen. Amen. Pray us out of here, prophetess.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come
Lord.
Before your presence on tonight. Father God, we ask you to open up our spiritual ears, God, that we might be
Thank
able
you,
to receive the word of God on tonight. God, help us to prepare ourselves for you are soon to come. God, you said suddenly you shall come. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't have no time to be playing around. We don't have no time to say we got time, because you said no man will at the other hour that you shall appear. God, as you touch your people on this line on tonight, God,
Jesus.
The one did not say anything. I pray this word to begin to digest inside of them. I pray they will take this word and begin to run with the word. I pray this word begin to cut down deep inside of us, God, and allow this word to begin to penetrate in us tonight, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Penetrate our heart, our soul, and our mind on tonight, God. Before we line this thing on tonight, God, let us do it in self-examination. Let us check ourselves tonight and see what are we in. Are we doing the right thing that you have called us to do? So when I pray for your people on tonight, God, that you will cover them, that you will shield and protect them tonight. God, you said lift you up from the earth. Father God, you said that you would draw all men unto you tonight. Lord, we thank you tonight that you are Alpha Omega and you are the beginning to the end. God, touch Papa
yes,
God, bless the man of God. Bless the visionary, God, of my network, God. Continue to strengthen him for the journey, God. Bless him as he go in, as he come out, God. As he enlarge his territory, enlarge his border. Bless him indeed on this year, God. Ask you to stretch him, God, that he might be to go further than even the things that he have not even seen yet, God. Even the vision, God, that he have not seen yet, God. Ask you to bless him, God. Kingdom, let it be nationwide. Going to a different city and country, God. God, it's decreased him tonight, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless, God, your people on tonight. We
yes,
come
Lord.
For no
yes,
other
Lord.
Reason. We come to Shabbat you. We come to praise and we give you glory. We thank you for this night, God, to set aside for us, God. And I decree and declare, God, that this word, it shall be established. It shall go forward. It shall do what you say it's going to do. And Lord, we thank you again on tonight. tonight. And Lord, I bless your name. I glorify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. If I had 10,000 pounds, God, it just wouldn't be enough. You've been good to us. You spared our life. You gave us grace. You gave us mercy. So, Father, we thank you for 2023 that we shall be by our Father's business. We have no time to waste, God. Playtime is over. It's time now for the church to rise up. We got to go. The hedges on the highway. We will compel women to men, boys and girls, God. We're going into the kingdom of God. And Lord, I thank you. I give you praise.
Thank you.
Give you glory.
Praising.
And I give you honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you guys. Good night. Love you. Love you.
Good night. Love you too. God bless you.
Family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2.